said Ann Landis, do I make you happy if you got a happy family? If you spend a Thanksgiving with everybody cuddled together, listen to this. Dear Ann Landers, you ask why children would ignore an 84-year-old parent who says, I did my best. Well, here's why I ignore my 84-year-old father. When I was 12, my father decided the family should move to a nicer house, 50 miles from his job. The move was an expensive one. Mom had to go to work. Dad bought a new car for commuting while Mom walked a mile to the bus stop. Dad spent his weekends playing the horses. Then when Mom died, Dad found a new girlfriend, bought a new car, and never took our phone calls. That's why I'm ignoring my father this Christmas. He's alone in the home. Someone else writes, Dear Ann Landers, we see my mother twice a year. The woman's a hypochondriac, a whiner, a congenital pessimist, an inveterate nitpicker, a habitual corrector, a gossip, pushy, critical, outrageously demanding, controlling, and manipulative. And one letter after another. Dear Ann Landers, you can't understand why someone would ignore an 84-year-old parent. Let me tell you something. My dad would knock us around at the slightest infraction. And the letters go on and on. As weird as Oscar Grease Spinelli treated me growing up. Somehow I remember one Thanksgiving. Mama worked with the Ladies' Aid Society, and they'd bake the cookies after the church. So Dad'd get home like an hour and a half, 2 hours before Mama did. So Mama's doing the cookie social. I come through the door. Thanksgiving, my dude! And there's Daddy. He's got Trixie Hicks up on the couch, and Daddy's going to town. I stood there in the doorway, looking at that bald spot in the back of his head. I said, Pop! He turned around, he said, oh, hey, son. Come on over here, get some of this. Trixie waved. Hi, Nino. He said, it's not, I'm telling you, some good eating. Get over here, boy. That's all right, Dad. Try that once after you'd been there. I don't like the taste of Tipperillos in my cooter, if you don't mind. Well, Daddy finished what he had to do just in time, too, because we heard Mama crunching the gravel in the driveway coming up the bend. Trixie went out the back door, and as Daddy smoothed out his mustache, he said, you know something, son? It's a good thing the Pilgrims didn't kill a cat when they landed here. Just imagine what we'd be eating today.
It's the Grease Man.